This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Writer Than You podcast.
What is going on? Thursdays just hit differently, don't they? Good morning. What's up? Let's hang. Bill Ryder with you. Got a great show planned for you. Have you ever heard the expression, if at first you don't succeed, try again? That's what we're doing with Kurt Helin. He is on the show today in an hour to talk hoops. He is. Believe me. Phone number on the show, 855-212-4CBS. The last, I would say, couple weeks, several of you have called in to say nice things. I think when I got back from vacation and pretty daddy, Tom DeCelestino, got back from his vacation, the executive producer you called to welcome us back. He did it the last 2 days for various reasons. That line is open to you. And by the way, if you're listening and you hate somebody, Tom, whatever, anybody, you can call and let us know. We want feedback. 855-212-4CBS. And if you're not feeling shy, hell, we'll put you on the air. Twitter, Sports Writer, Sports, R-E-I-T-E-R, at CBS Sports Radio for the big enchilada, and at Pretty Daddy CBS for the little enchilada. We got a bunch of stuff to get to over the course of the show. The Warriors have a chance. I've been telling you that. Don't look at their seating. Probably the biggest basketball mind on Earth. Probably the smartest basketball thinker on the face of the planet who has a rooting interest in a different outcome made a similar case. And we'll get to that later in the show. A lot of NBA ins and outs over the last 24 hours. By the way, credit Adam Silver for the play-in tournament. I hated it. Just heard me say, if I'm wrong here, I'll tell you. I'm amazing. I'm humble. I'm the best ever. Whatever I say. I was wrong on thinking the play-in tournament was stupid. I was with LeBron James, who said whoever came up with that bleep, but he didn't say bleep, it was bleeped out, should be fired. But in fact, actually not true. Pretty amazing how every game is riveting. So we'll catch up on some of those things. The Masters is a tradition like unlike any other. Like, is it? Yeah, I think it is. And Tom rages at random things on a regular basis. He's so angry at the word yummy. And I just want to just hold it there. Placeholder, 20 minutes. Is Tom being ridiculous or is Tom being a little ridiculous? We're going to find out. In fairness, when Aaron Rodgers speaks, I get angry too. Aaron Rodgers could say, hello, how are you? And I would say to him, "You watch your face. Watch your mouth when you're talking to me." All right, let's get into this here because the best news baseball could get came down yesterday via some reporting from the New York Times. This is legacy-altering stuff. And this is potentially, I think this is this big a deal. It is sports-saving level news. That it sure seems like, and I'll give you all the details, but it sure seems like against all odds, against the incredulousness that we all shared towards Shohei Ohtani when we found out that there had been some gambling, alleged gambling reality, big-time reality, attached to him, The idea that he didn't do it, that he was innocent, that his interpreter, as has been claimed by the interpreter and by Shohei Ohtani's people, that it was actually just the interpreter stealing his money, it was hard to believe. And the news yesterday from the New York Times, and this comes via federal authorities, federal investigations tend to be pretty cut and dry. The old mantra is, if the feds come after you in a legal sense, you are in deep trouble, because they tend to make cases that win at a ridiculously high rate, in the high 90s. And this is huge news. The catch-up, the reminder. His interpreter, Shohei Ohtani's interpreter, Shohei Ohtani just became a Dodger. He's the most transcendent player on the face of the earth in that sport. He is clearly, this is not an opinion, this is a fact. If you don't know it, you're going to know it, because if this news I'm about to tell you out of the Times is true, it's coming. Shohei Ohtani is the most likely avenue and vehicle to get baseball, not to back where it was, but in the right direction. He is the most important player they have had in this century. He is the most thrilling player they have. The fact that he's a Dodger and they are going to be competitive, unlike the Angels, means his profile will be raised higher. And the only thing that could stand in Shohei's way, which is and he is the tool and the weapon and the commodity baseball needs to claim as much attention as possible. The only thing that could have stood in Shohei's way was injury. And obviously he's not pitching this year, but he's hitting pretty well. Or scandal. And the accusations that came down at the start of the year, weirdly, during spring training, but actually the games counted because they were the games that were in South Korea, that $4.5 million had allegedly been stolen from Shohei Ohtani and gone to an alleged illegal bookmaker, was the highest order of problematic for him in the sport. You immediately think of Pete Rose. And it's immediately hard, and it was hard for me, and I said this, to believe outright that Shohei Ohtani could have $4.5 million stolen from him, wired to an alleged bookie, gambled in his name, and you would believe that really his buddy, his interpreter, his best friend, his confidant could access that money without Shohei finding out. And to add to the incredulousness, let's be candid. To add to the skepticism that you should believe and I should believe Shohei Ohtani's hands were clean was the reality that his buddy, his former now fired translator, Ipe, first came out and gave an interview to ESPN and gave one event series of events, then came back the same day and said, just kidding, I lied, it was totally different. He didn't know. He paid it because I asked him to over installments. Wait, no, he didn't. I came to him and asked for forgiveness and he was so great. Wait, he never knew about it. There were lies involved. It felt like a cover-up. It was going to take a lot for me. And this wasn't fair. Life isn't fair. There are certain accusations in the world. There are a handful or more accusations on earth that if they are made, forever changes the way you view somebody before you have any inkling of whether those accusations are true or not. Is that fair? Of course it's not fair. Life isn't fair. That's the reality. And in sports, especially in baseball, the allegation of illegal gambling, going back to the Black Sox, going back to Pete Rose, continuing to this era, and we've seen this with Jontay Porter in the NBA, where we know gambling's a huge part of the culture and legalized. In baseball in particular, because of the zeitgeist today and because of the history of the sport, that allegation is the kind of thing that's hard to get off. It's like when you walk on the beach and you look down, there's tar on your feet, and you can't get it off. It sticks. It's there. And great news today from the New York Times. There is an investigation that has led to the conclusion. Those briefed on the matter claim that prosecutors have uncovered evidence that Ipe, the translator, may have stolen money from Shohei for $4.5 million, may have stolen more than that, and they think, and this is critical for baseball, they have evidence that perhaps Ipe was able to change the settings on Ohtani's bank account so Ohtani would not receive alerts and confirmation about transactions. Let that sink in. And I have never transferred more than $250 through my bank, and I routinely have transferred a dollar to people, because when I've lost bets, Andy Roddick taught me this, name drop, it's funny to just do it in small, obnoxious increments, 99 cents here and there, just to be rude. And I get three alerts. My wife gets, why are you transferring Reed Forgrave 41 cents? That's a real thing. And I would imagine, I've never done this, but I would imagine if you're transferring six figures or $1 million or whatever it is, there is some system that alerts you. And that was a huge part of my skepticism. Otani didn't know. Remember, Otani told us he didn't know. After all this weirdness at the end of March, Otani came out and had a press conference with, and the irony, right? He doesn't speak English well. A different translator who had to speak for him, or at least had to translate for him, said he never bet on baseball, said Ipe had been stealing money from him and been telling lies, that he was shocked and was someone he trusted, didn't know anything about it, said he wasn't aware until after opening day when his translator addressed his teammates, his new teammates, in English, and Otani had to wait for someone to tell him what was being said about his own money and his own business. And this came in the context of Ipe changing his story. It was all hard to believe. But here's another thing that I said when that happened. And it wasn't in an effort to clear in my mind's eye Shohei Otani, although that's what I wanted. And this is welcome news, this investigation. And the report from the New York Times that Ipe is in, reportedly, negotiations to not just plead guilty, which, by the way, would be significant, but when I first saw that, it's the first part of the news that I saw. I'm not going to lie. I thought, that's great. I love it. Man, I hope he's not a fall guy, right? Because you want justice to happen. But the notion, and when federal authorities get involved, it is a lot more likely that the outcomes are going to be just or not impacted by local politics or the pressures of protecting someone important, including a baseball player who's transcendent, than if it's at a local, a state, a county level. That's a reality. It's not a guarantee, but it's a reality. But I was, and then I saw the news, oh, they might have evidence that the settings were changed. That is significant. And remember, at a certain point, they're going to be able to document where Ipe is in the world, where Shohei is in the world, IP addresses, when the money was transferred, where it was transferred from. Oh, okay, and I don't have any insight. If you think about how these things work, if the feds really get into it, if Shohei was telling the truth, it would feel like in the desperation of someone who's alleged to be gambling money and stealing millions from their best friend, they might not have the wherewithal to think, I've got to steal from him while we're in the same city, so if there's an investigation of 4 years, they can't prove it was me. There is a world, Ipe and Shohei, or Johnny and Steve, whatever the case is, in this sort of situation, where one of the people, the victim, is in Tokyo or Boston or New York, and the other guy's in L.A. or Chicago or Lima, Ohio, or Dubuque, Iowa, or wherever it might be. This is great, great news for baseball. It's not good news for Ipe. And we talked about this, right? That what he was alleged of doing, especially when Shohei and the people around Shohei, because remember, Shohei Ohtani's attorneys and PR people set up the initial interview that led to the story that we were then told to not believe. So it's not just if the feds actually have found what the New York Times is reporting. It's not just the idea that Ohtani was betrayed by the alleged corruption and lies and theft and betrayal of trust of his best friend. There's also a world in which Shohei was really let down and betrayal may not be too strong by the competence of the people who allowed that guy to speak to the media before they knew what was going on in the first place. One's bigger than the other, but it certainly clouded my ability, and I would imagine yours, to believe Shohei Ohtani. This is really, really good news. And not just for Shohei. It is great news for baseball. The sigh of relief. I actually heard a noise yesterday, and I live in L.A., and I know New York just had one. I thought earthquakes happened. It was a shuddering, and then I realized maybe it was Andrew Friedman's sigh of relief when I saw the headline 20 miles from where I live, where the president of baseball operations is. And I don't know if Robert Manfred gets news right away. I don't know if he uses the internet just based on his sort of general worldview and how he manages baseball. I don't know. He might be waiting for it to come from the postman. He might be actually looking for the Pony Express to roll up, somebody to roll up on a horse. But when he got the news or he gets it, I'm sure he'll be very excited. This is great news for baseball. And you know what? Selfishly, it's great news for me. We're going to talk Masters in a little bit. We'll see what happens to Tiger Woods. We discussed this yesterday. And I know Shohei Ohtani's not Tiger Woods, but he's the promise of that. Of an athlete in a sport that matters that is so incredible that they can define it not just for what they do, but what they are. I know I use this term too much, but really transcend the sport. And if Shohei can stay healthy and live up to expectations, he can be a guy like Tiger someday, where Tiger's not going to win the Masters this weekend, probably. The idea Tiger's going to make the cut is up in the air. The idea he can walk the entirety of the course for 4 days or a day and a half is up in the air. I don't care. It doesn't matter. Whatever number of holes I get to see him on is going to be incredible because of who Tiger Woods is. He's more than the sport. And this news today protects that possibility for Shohei Ohtani. It takes away the major impediment to him doing what is almost impossible, but not for him, to define baseball for an era, to redefine it in a way maybe only he can mark over the course of the history of the sport. I love this news. It's great news. I'm happy for me. I'm happy for you. I'm happy that a guy that should bring us a lot of joy in sports, hopefully, maybe, reportedly from the New York Times, was actually telling the truth. And I'll just go further. I didn't know what was going on, but did I believe in Shohei Ohtani? I didn't. And I really wanted to. I've never, very lucky, well, that I know of, I've never been cheated on by a person that I've dated. And I can't imagine what that level of betrayal is like personally. But I've got buddies who have been. I'm sure you do, too. And I've had and I got friends who are married, right? Some are still married, some aren't. It happens. And their desire to believe something, their inability to do it, and then having to make a decision based on that sounds torturous. I wanted to, and I know this isn't as serious as that, but I wanted to believe Shohei Ohtani. It felt like a betrayal of this thing that I needed and wanted. I want a relationship with Shohei Ohtani, and really with baseball, right? He's almost my marriage counselor for baseball, because it's hard to have the love for it that I used to for whatever reason. And I was going to try to get through it, and I was going to try to pretend it was fine. I was going to try to enjoy watching him. But short of an actual federal investigation that, again, the New York Times is claiming may have evidence that he didn't do it, that Shohei's telling the truth, that Ipe actually stole from him, allegedly, that is such a relief. You don't usually get proof in any of these things where you don't know. You don't usually know. And that idea that this betrayal maybe wasn't a betrayal of this sport that we take seriously, and for a lot of reasons, I think we're much more moralistic about, and I am too. Steroids, bigger deal in baseball than if it came out in the NBA or the NFL. It just is. I'm not saying that's right. It's just the way I feel. It's just like you're going to feel a lot differently if your girlfriend cheats on you than if your buddy's girlfriend cheats on him. The morality of it's the same, but for whatever reason, the way it impacts you is different when, for me, it's baseball versus other sports. There's a moral, and maybe it's self-righteousness, but I think it impacts the game. So this was a bigger deal for baseball than it would have been another sport. Great news. If you're just tuning in, Bill Ryder here, CBS Sports Radio. News out of the New York Times, evidence in a federal investigation where federal authorities reportedly believe Shohei Ohtani, believe he was robbed and stolen from his former interpreter, Ipe, believe that the millions of dollars allegedly funneled to an illegal bookmaker in California was not in any way connected to Shohei's knowledge or intentions or, importantly, gambling. He didn't do it. We think, the feds think, it looks like they have evidence, including that Ipe allegedly changed the settings on Ohtani's financial bank account so Ohtani didn't get alert as his buddy allegedly stole from him. This is really, really good news. I don't usually do this, right? Federal government gets a raw deal, but slow, long clap, fast clap. Let's go. 855-212-4CBS is the phone number. Are there certain people's voices that you hear and you just want to punch yourself in your own face? Do you know what I'm saying? You're so angry. I understand where the executive producer of this show is coming from, because when I hear Aaron Rodgers' face, I too get unreasonably frustrated. But to go at the word yummy and to insult people who use it may be a step too far. Me versus Pretty Daddy, next here, CBS Sports Radio.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back to Writer Than You.
I have grown up. I understand we're not in high school anymore. He's probably not going to win another green jacket or any other major. But you know what? I'm in love with Tiger Woods. And when he walks in the room and he kind of winks at me and says, I can win the whole thing, my damn heart flutters, okay? And I feel young again, and my face turns all red. I'm like, oh, I feel alive.
On CBS Sports Radio.
And by the way, those signs of life are back. Jack has done his honorary teeing off thing at the Masters at Augusta. We got about 7 or 8 minutes until that baby gets underway in earnest. And when our hearts flap universally at the approach of Tiger Woods, we'll let you know and talk about how he's doing. Come on, Tiger! Tiger! One of my favorite stories of all time, which I've told on the radio, and unfortunately I have to listen to again because I have a radio show, is that when I was a high school kid in Dubuque, Iowa, and the John Deere Classic. John Deere is a tractor that was made near, not far from where I lived. The John Deere Classic, somewhere in Iowa, a couple hours from where I lived, was going on. I decided to turn it on TV. Pretty sure this is before the Golf Channel, when Tiger was just getting going. And Tiger was walking up the fairway, whatever, random Thursday or Friday or Saturday, I don't remember. And this voice, kind of familiar, goes, Tiger's about to swing, right? You can do it, Tiger! So, and Tiger stops and looks at whoever this person was, this idiot. Everyone groans and basically gave a scathing shut-up look. And I thought, that's a familiar voice. And many hours later, my younger brother Bobby came home and was like, bro, I think I made Tiger Woods mad. It was my brother. Love you, Tiger! Been making the Ryder men's hearts flutter since 19... I don't know, 90-something. All right, 855-212-4CBS is the phone number. We will catch you up on some NBA. The Nuggets won a huge game against the Timberwolves last night to put them in pole position to win the Western Conference. The Warriors are actually in a spot where if they win out, they have a real chance to pass the Lakers and be that 9, maybe even be the 8. There's a lot going on. But I do want to hear from somebody that few of us like. Because sometimes you just gotta bite the bullet and accept that Aaron Rodgers out there talking on what I Can Fly podcast? I mean, how many podcasts are there? Beyond the Arc. I may have added to the mix recently. It's fair criticism. Fair criticism. But still, here's what I'll tell you about Beyond the Arc. Like, I think you should listen. You can get it wherever you get podcasts. I'm on there with Ashley. I call her Ash. Ashley Nicole Moss and John Gonzalez. We talk hoops. And I think there's a lot you'd like. But here's the main thing I promise. Aaron Rodgers will never appear on this podcast, okay? He will never be on there and just whatever, condescending or whatever he's doing. I wouldn't even play you this, but for the outrageous note I got from my producer. So I'm going to play this for you. I don't want to, but I just need to set this up. Here is Aaron Rodgers looking for... By the way, let me just... I didn't know this until recently. Aaron Rodgers gets lost a lot. It's about Jeep. I don't know. And they can't find him sometimes. And what they'll do is they'll find a microphone, see, and they'll turn it on. And then he comes running. If you lose Aaron Rodgers in a crowd and you get a microphone and you turn it on, it's a magnet. It's crazy, right? It's amazing. If Aaron Rodgers, God help him, fell down a hole and couldn't get out and they didn't have rope, but he had a microphone, he would just portal up to it. It's an amazing connection he has to any way to speak and hear the sound of his own voice. Do you think my wife sleeps through Agatha Christie books that are narrated by English authors? Do you think Aaron Rodgers sleeps to his own voice? Puts on the headphones and it's just him talking? You are so damn sexy and smart. And those... And he's out. Then he dreams about himself talking to himself. Maybe? I don't know either. Okay. I Can Fly podcast. Just turned the microphone on and Aaron Rodgers showed up. And here's what he had to say.
And I have this incredible off-season experience in a new city, in a new town, with new teammates, a new organization, an owner for the first time, and really falling back in love with the game that I first fell in love with when I was 5 years old. And it was absolutely beautiful and special and deep and rich and yummy and just incredible. And then one of the most heartbreaking nights of my life when I played 4 plays. Talk about an ego death.
Okay. whatever. I don't care. But what I do care about, I'm not even going to read the text message. So Pretty Daddy, the executive producer, we'll get to him in a second. I'm not going to talk yet because I'm going to frame this. Tom DeCelestino will send me a multitude of text messages. Honestly, when we first started working together, either he didn't want to communicate with me or he didn't want to produce the show. I don't know what was going on. I couldn't get a hold of him. But now it's great, I guess, because he's really good at the job. But it's a lot of text messages. Hey, did you see that the Nuggets are playing today? Yeah, man. I saw. No, he's really good. So he sends me a bunch of stuff. And often without commentary, but sometimes with commentary. But usually the commentary is an emoji, or maybe there's a GIF involved. But when he's really pissed off, he'll use his words. He'll use his big boy words when he's really mad. And yesterday I got some version of what kind of loser. So I want you to picture this, okay? And I don't want you to feel sorry for me. But this is my busy time. I'm working a lot of hours. I don't sleep. It's fine. It's great. My kids don't know my name anymore. Hey, it's that guy who used to raise us. It's fine. So I got a lot going on, and I just kind of look down, and I get this, and I'm at my house, and I'm trying to chill, and I'm trying to watch hoops, I'm trying to, whatever, do 12 things, and I get this, what kind of loser uses the word yummy? And I'm pretty sure about 30 seconds earlier, I said to my wife, thanks for dinner, it was really yummy. I use yummy. Damn it, I use yummy. And I had to listen to Aaron Rodgers. Okay, so there, what is your, good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Bill. Happy Friday, Junior, to you.
What is your problem with the word yummy? I got no problem with you having a problem with Aaron Rodgers sounding like whatever. What is your damn issue with the word yummy?
He's a soon-to-be 41-year-old man who, mind you, does not have children. No kids for Aaron Rodgers. You can use the word yummy. You have kids.
Right, fair
I can use the word yummy.
Because I thought I'd shake this when my kids got older, right? Nothing like being a dad. For me, best thing on the face of the planet. Best part of my life. Love my kids. And somebody told me, when we first had Madeline, and then obviously Henry came around. Well, maybe it's not obvious, but it is for me. 3 years later, every day is better than the one before it. It's true. My kids are now almost 15, almost 12, which is crazy and astounding. However, I sort of thought certain habits would drop away, and they haven't. For example, there are times, and do I feel shame about this? I do. Am I mad at you for making me admit it, Tom? Yes. Where I'll turn to my wife, but yeah, I got to go to the potty real quick, and I'll swear so I get my manliness back and say bathroom, the bleeping bathroom. So the words, it's hard to let go of the words you use for many. Just somebody want a yummy little apple. You know, it's hard. So I appreciate the parent aspect in there. But you're focused on the wrong stuff.
Yummy.
Tom. Wait, what is it?
Yummy.
Wait, give me a couple.
Deep and rich and yummy.
What was deep and rich and yummy? Was he talking about food? I zoned out halfway through that clip.
That's the problem. He was talking about last offseason. And, Bill, I've done the homework. I've done the extensive research of Googling the word yummy, which is not even a real word. It says, of food, delicious. You cannot use yummy when you are talking about an NFL offseason. It makes no sense.
I mean, here's the thing. I don't think the issue is his use of the word yummy. It is now a colloquialism for enjoying other things. I don't think it's a big deal. I just think it speaks to the fact that every word he says is nails on the chalkboard for most of us. Do you really? It's just you have an Aaron Rodgers problem, not a yummy problem, not a word problem with the word yummy.
Deep and rich and yummy.
I mean, seriously though, do you think he sleeps to the sound of his own voice?
The I Can Fly podcast. And I'm sure it's great. I'm sure it's great. Whatever the content normally is, I'm not making fun of it. But like,
Do you think he sleeps to the sound of his own voice?
He has to. He has to.
Did that podcast begin yesterday? Did he see two guys with microphones and he said, are you doing a podcast? And they looked at each other and said, yeah. Yeah. And then they looked up in the air and they saw an airplane and they're like, I Can Fly podcast? Who does the am I insulting someone important? Who does the I Can Fly podcast?
No, you're not.
We don't know.
No.
Okay.
Yummy.
He's I don't know what to say. He's the worst. Huge win for the Nuggets yesterday. So doesn't mean I'm right. And John Gonzalez is my co-host on Beyond the Arc, and he's got a totally different worldview on the NBA. He thinks that whatever the standings say is exactly how things are going to go, that is the telltale sign of sort of where things are. I think maybe it's a little more complicated than that. He's really focused on Basketball Reference's analytics projections. I think numbers are fine. I think they're interesting, but I don't think they tell the whole tale. I guess what I'm saying is he's probably more inclined to believe that everything is as it seems, and I'm not. And that has certainly played out in our disagreement about the Minnesota Timberwolves. We have a $1,000 bet on this, $1,000 dinner, where if the Timberwolves play the Lakers or the Suns or the Warriors, I'm on the team in a 7-game series in the first round that is not Minnesota. And I thought last night's game was really interesting. Now, I know there's no cat, but the Timberwolves have been awesome without Karl Anthony Towns. And they are, by the way, really good, and John could be right, and they could certainly win that bet, and they're amazing defensively. And I think Anthony Edwards may prove to be one of this generation's stone-cold winners in a way a lot of guys. Harden hasn't been. Embiid has not been. Jason Tatum, big test this year, has not been. I think Ant Edwards is going to be if they don't screw it up in Minnesota with the apron and the tax and the arguments over who's going to own the team and are they going to cut the team. And it's that aside. But what you saw from the Nuggets last night, just quick reminder, and we'll get on to some other stuff, is that they Joker, Nikola Jokic, can just flip a switch that is bizarre. He did it last year where they really kind of, if you remember this, they took their foot off the gas at the end of the regular season. They didn't really try that hard. It cost Jokic probably an MVP, another one. And there was this sort of, what are they doing? They haven't won a championship yet because narratives change the moment you win something. You're a totally different human being. This is pre-Jokic finals winner, finals MVP, but more importantly, champion. And it turned out that switch is just there. And last night, and the Timberwolves played that game close for a while, till the fourth quarter, till late in the fourth quarter. And then that switch just kind of flipped, and Denver won pretty easily at the end. Because Denver's in a class to itself. That's one of the takeaways from last night. All right. Deep and rich and yummy. Was the offseason? That's what he was saying?
Deep and rich and yummy.
Like, what is deep and rich? What would deserve that level of treat? Can I hear it again? I'm just trying to think what I've had.
Deep and rich and yummy.
You know what? I was going to say deep dish pizza in Chicago, which I haven't had in years. I had a Basque cheesecake in Paso Robles. That is one of the best things I've ever eaten. And it was deep and rich and yummy. I didn't even want it. I don't even like cheesecake that much. And my kids ordered every dessert when we were on vacation last week. And I thought, oh, what the hell? And do you ever make the mistake where you've eaten too much food at a great restaurant and you're done? Oh, no, sorry. I'm sorry. This was in Santa Barbara at a Spanish restaurant called Loquita, which was amazing. You should go there if you're ever in Santa Barbara. And I took one little bite out of politeness to my wife and ended up fighting over the rest of the cheesecake. And neither of us were hungry. That was deep and rich and yummy.
Yummy.
What would you do if I came back from vacation and you said, how was your vacation? How was your vacation? And I said, it was deep. And here's what I said.
Deep and rich and yummy.
You're right. It is pretty weird when you put it in that context.
Yeah, if you said that to me, I would say, you need another vacation, dude. What are you talking about?
I only took one of my two jobs off. Is it a vacation if you work 35 hours in a week?
Checks notes. No, that's not how a vacation works.
I just did it from a different place. How are you, by the way? We haven't really gotten to talk since I was so offended by your anti-yumminess.
I'm good. I'm great. It's almost Friday.
I'm almost away from you.
That's not what I said.
That's what you felt.
It's almost the weekend.
In your heart.
I am feeling
yummy.
Pretty proud of yourself, aren't you?
Yeah. Only took me 12 minutes to think of that.
Anything else going on? Everything good in your world?
Everything's great. No complaints over here.
Everything's great for you. Everything's great for me. Everything is great for the Warriors. I've been telling you on the show for a while. Can't wait till they lose in the first round of the play-in, and I just pretend I didn't say it. No, I'll own it. I've been telling you for a while that the Warriors, if they get out of the play-in, can make a deep, deep run. The most important brain in basketball stood up, actually sat down on another podcast, by the way. But is that all that's the only way we communicate? That's it? Like you have to talk to do the kids court themselves through podcasts now? Is my daughter going to tell me she got asked out for prom someday because she heard it on a podcast? Anyway, the biggest brain, the most important thinker in the NBA, you're not going to like who that person is based on that framing, but it's true. Basically said on a podcast, wow, Bill Ryder did it again. He didn't really say that, but he kind of did. And we're going to get into that about the Warriors after we get a CBS Sports Radio update from Andrew Bogish.
Deep and rich and yummy.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Welcome back to Writer Than You.
If I had friends who, I don't have any friends from abroad, but if I did and they said, where should I go when I come to America, right? I was thinking about this randomly the other day. Europeans apparently get 8 of their months a year off for vacation. They have a much better model. They do. You don't know this?
This is why you don't have any friends abroad.
On CBS Sports Radio.
All right, welcome back into the show. Bill Ryder with you. Let's take a phone call before we get into the biggest brain in the game of hoops, at least, saying to the world, sort of, Bill Ryder gets it. First, 855-212-4CBS. Is this our friend Phil in Stratford? Is that what's going on? Phil, what's up, buddy? You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Good morning, Bill. Great to speak with you and D-Cell as well. Thank you so much. And I'd just like to say that this show, Writer Than You, has just been getting better and better. And a big part of that, I think, is D-Cell's been on fire. Absolutely. So even though I have lobbied for him to be the bum of the week on multiple occasions, I'm definitely Team D-Cell now, and that will probably never change.
Love that.
So I just wanted to ask you, so we've been hearing a lot about Caleb Williams and maybe the questions about whether he's overcome adversity and questions about his attitude. I'm wondering if you feel like some of the question marks about Caleb Williams has shifted some of the focus onto J.J. McCarthy in a positive way that has elevated his stock, and whether he might be rising further up in the draft. Where do you see him going in the draft, Bill?
Yeah, appreciate you, Phil. And by the way, for those of you, let me answer the J.J. McCarthy part first and then get to something that you said about Tom. I think our good friend Chris Trapasso, by the way, it's Trapasso, not Passo. It's like a pass, like a pass the football. I believe has McCarthy going 6th to the Giants in his latest mock draft. So the kid is a winner. He's obviously shown an ability to win a national championship. You have to go up against massively talented defenses. I don't think it is ludicrous, especially in 2024. I don't even think it's a reach to make the guy a top 10 pick. A guy that might have been an end of the first round or early second round pick or later, 5, 6, 7 years ago, you just have to go for it now. And I know this is an easy comp to make because the guy, he's such a stud, but Lamar Jackson was not a top 5, top 10, top 20 pick. Guys that have fallen in the past won't fall now. That said, I am Caleb Williams. Agnostic's probably not honest. Skeptical? You can't take J.J. McCarthy before. He's got to be the 3rd or 4th or 5th quarterback taken. On the second point, on the fact that you're, well, how did he put it, Pretty Tandy? He loves you now? You're great?
He's Team D-Cell, even though in the past he has right. lobbied for me to be Bum of the Week.
For those of you that are having that same sensation, you can go to a local acute urgent care facility. I believe that there is a antibiotic for that. It's called Pretty Daddy Delusional Syndrome. It's very easy to catch. It's no shame in it.
Antibiotics clears it up in less than 24 hours.
People, I've told, by the way, this is me being rather than you. I told you this. How long ago did I tell you? I think people are really starting to like you.
Way back when.
A few months ago?
Yeah, maybe like 6, 8 months ago.
Yeah, and you, what did you say?
People hate me.
Yes, you did. You did say that.
Yeah.
And then I said, it's because of me. That's also a true story, which isn't. No, we thank you for calling. We appreciate Tom's great. Tom is great. I'm trying to think of the character. There's a lot of, it's an archetype in films or TV where a character can't get out of his own way. Ross from Friends. He's Ross from Friends. We like him. Get out of your own way, man. What is that thing in my way? Oh, that's you, Ross. I mean, Tom.
Ouch.
What? I thought you liked Friends. I was actually trying to be nice.
I do, but like Ross is like the 5th or 6th most likable character.
No.
Yeah.
You think it's because he can't get out of his own way?
I mean, I never really thought about it until now.
I think his likability factor. I don't watch it. You do. You love it. You're obsessed with it. But I think his likability factor, if I remember right, is tied to were we on a break? Weren't we on a break? Who goes on a break from Jennifer Aniston?
Absolutely.
Ever, especially if you are Ross?
Right.
Or any of us?
Right.
Okay, putting that aside, is Ross really that unlikable? Nice guy, good brother.
He's kind of a nerd.
Who cares?
Like, he studies dinosaurs for a living.
Does he?
Yeah.
Were you James Dean growing up? Did I miss something?
No,
I
mean,
neither was I.
Not at all.
Right, so what's, okay. He ended up with Jennifer Aniston. Did he? Did he marry her?
Yeah, yeah. They didn't get married. We don't know that they got married, but they got married.
They got back together?
Yes.
At the very end, or how did that work?
Yeah, the very end. The end of the final season.
That sounds dumb. All right, 855-212-4CBS is the phone number. Did they laugh track that too?
Absolutely.
They probably laughed all. Do they have a laugh all? Like, oh, like a laugh. They have that on tape.
I need to be cued for it. I need to know.
Terrible. Terrible. The biggest brain in the NBA is LeBron James. It really is. He is. It's, I already knew this, having covered him, but if you listen to his Mind the Game podcast, which with J.J. Redick, it is outstanding. It's sort of what Neil, what's that guy's name? Degrassi Tyson or Neil Tyson? I met him once. And I wish I had known more about alternate universes and aliens. I would have grilled him in the green room. It's like when you watch that guy talk. It's really interesting, but you know that he just knows that, in that case, physics more than you'll ever approach it. Same for LeBron in basketball. I've been making this case that the Warriors are legit, and I think I gave you all the numbers yesterday. It's an interesting case study. LeBron on this podcast, I thought, had a really on point perspective about why in the current configuration, for a very specific reason, despite all the data and the defensive ratings and Draymond Green's presence, blah, 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 there's a very simple reason that Steph Curry is Steph Curry and that the Warriors can't be overlooked.
The ball is not the problem with Steph Curry. Steph is most dangerous when he doesn't have the ball, which is not, it's not many guys all time in our league that's most dangerous without the ball. Yeah. I'm telling them, listen, guys, I've been in more than enough wars with those guys. More than enough. I understand it. So I get it. I come from a different point of view, POV. But you have to have, that's reps and reps and reps and reps of actually guarding something that's uncomfortable. Guarding Steph is uncomfortable. And the problem with our guys in our league, they're not comfortable with being uncomfortable. Mm. And that's why Steph and Golden State will always be relevant, because they play an uncomfortable style of play.
He's, dude, I'm speaking to you. Whatever LeBron haters out there, the guy is so smart. Can I tell you something? I'm going to tell you something. And I'm going to tell you, Tom, that I actually think this is from the obvious reasons that are ugly. When I covered LeBron in Miami, I didn't know LeBron until I showed up. I was very critical of the guy. And a lot of the writers there were, what's the word I'm looking for? Spineless sycophants. And how they covered LeBron. And I remember the first time they started actually speaking to me, because these guys wouldn't talk to me. I guess to try to shame me into writing the same way, and I didn't move to Miami to be friends, right? And I remember guys making the case that LeBron was dumb, and that's why I should go easier on him. And I remember thinking, just frankly, like, that was the most ridiculous racist. Like, why are we talking to the same person? LeBron is such a bright person. Just in, like, conversation, just talking to the guy. And not, here's some breaking news, not every athlete is. Not every major league or NFL player, just like not every, I don't know, radio producer or radio host is the brightest is the sharpest tool in the shed. So I already knew how smart the guy was, but I am not able to engage in the level of basketball conversation with LeBron that LeBron is. J.J. Redick is. And you listen to this guy talk, his basketball mind is amazing. And he's hit on something that is true and is obvious and we've talked about, but don't focus on enough. And you should watch this. If you're sitting around and you're watching hoops and you're watching a Warriors game, especially if you're in person because it's easier to do, but it's worth doing. If you ever just watch an NFL game and you just pick an offensive lineman or a linebacker and you watch him for, it's interesting, right? You see the game from a different vantage point. Watch Steph Curry move off the ball. And you will be astounded by the shape that he's in at his age, how much he keeps moving. This is, I think, more of a Tom Haberstroh sort of turn, but the gravity and physics he imposes on the game. LeBron's right. Steph's amazing with the ball. He's got a great handle. He can create a space. But when his movement, he's constantly moving, creates all this space and opportunity for other guys. It's an astounding reality. And it speaks to not just how great Steph is and not just how much he makes players better by his mere presence and takes pressures off guys and creates more guys and the gravity that he exerts on defenses. Like, if he is three steps over the half-court line, you got to be on him. And that expands that half of the basketball court for the entire Warriors team. But off the ball, when Draymond brings the ball up or when Klay gets the ball or whoever gets the ball, if you watch Steph running in circles and moving, it's really cool and really interesting. And LeBron James may be tactical, may always say something for a reason. Although I don't think it's as true on this podcast. I think he loves the game so much. He's not spinning, right? He is talking hoops, what he loves. He is right. The way that Steph moves off the ball and the way that he makes teams uncomfortable and how that translates to postseason basketball, it can't be against the Nuggets, and there's a bunch of ifs involved, but if they can get into the playoffs, Golden State, and not play Denver in the first round, I'm putting money on them. I'll say that. I'm putting a little money on them, and it'll be yummy, Aaron Rodgers. Be a yummy bet. It does feel wrong. It does feel like maybe I'm not a real adult when I say it that way. Aaron. Do you think he sleeps in the sound of his own voice? I kind of do now. It was a good hour. Worked through a lot of things. I'm excited for Curt Hillen to show up. He is next on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.